Welcome, my dear friends, and thank God it's Friday. Whosoever made this term is truly my best buddy. D-Call is back, and did you miss me the whole week? Well, this has been an amazingly exciting weekend. We have some fabulous movies releasing this week. A mix of love, laughter, fear, thrills, and triumph is what we see. Five releases lined up on G-Cafe Movie Time, sponsored by Saks Jewelry by Shalini Arora Kocher. You can catch Shalini on Facebook and Twitter. The first release this week is Boss, an early release midweek to cash in the Eid celebrations on Wednesday. Well, it actually went for a toss. A non-existent storyline with trucks full of action is called Boss. Directed poorly by Anthony D'Souza and overacted by Akshay Kumar, Mithun Chakravarti and Aditi Rao Haidari. The next release is Rajula, a simple story of Ravi, who in the search of a topic for his documentary film ends up in Uttarakhand and gets fascinated by a 700-year-old folktale of Rajula and Malu Shahi.
Hito didi, hito bula. Hito didi, hito bula.
Well, so he thus discovers the connection of his relatives that makes Rajula an interesting weave. Directed by Nitin Tiwari, the star cast of Rajula is Karan Sharma and Ashima Pandey. Now comes the Hindi movie of the week. I am really looking forward to this and it is creating waves already. It is Hansal Mehta's Shahid. Directed by Hansal Mehta, who says that this film Shahid is his interpretation of the real-life story of human rights activist and lawyer Shahid Azmi. A long time back, Hansal got inspired by the story and decided to call off his self-proclaimed sabbatical and plunged into Shahid. With a small unit of just 17 people, he went around shooting for his dream project with his old-time friends Anurag Kashyap and Sunil Bohra producing the film.
Mujhe na insafi dikhakar khuda ne insaaf sikhaya. Dard, beizzati, jurm ka samna karke mujhe ladna sikhaya.
Mehta said he wanted an unknown face for the role of Shahid, so he zeroed on Raj Kumar, whom we saw in Gangs of Vasepur and Kai Po Che. A big break for Raj Kumar, and he truly has made it big with his outstanding performance in Shahid. The sole reason of this movie was to bring the life of this man of the masses, Shahid Azmi's story, whom Hansal compared to Gandhi, for people to see. Well, let's see how the movie fares and does it rise to all the expectations it carries. Next, we have the English lineup. Escape Plan is the film which brings together Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the men who made Rocky and Terminator epics to be remembered and loved by all. Directed by Swedish filmmaker Mikael Hafström, Escape Plan is this amazing story about Ray Breslin and Emil Rottmeyer who plan an escape from the most high-security prison.
I think the fans will now finally get what they have been looking for, of us being together, and really, and this has been the perfect movie for that because it's such a unique story. And it is not just an action movie.
It'll be good to see Sylvester and Arnold as they are both seasoned actors capable of great stunts. The only thing is that they are pretty old now, so will they be able to carry the movie on their shoulders? Well, the storyline looks strong and the suspense is tight. The English movie of the week is Captain Phillips, which stars Oscar winner Tom Hanks, who floored us in Castaway by his outstanding one-man show. Directed by Paul Greengrass, Captain Phillips is a biographical film based on the real-life story of Captain Richard Phillips, who was taken hostage in the Missouri, Alabama hijacking incident in 2009.
Listen up. We have been boarded by armed pirates. If they find you, remember, you know the ship. They don't. Stick together. It will be all right.
A few controversies are hanging as far as the story is concerned. The crew members are very upset by the portrayal of Captain Phillips in the movie, and they have another story to tell. According to the real crew members told to CNN, it was the captain who did not pay any heed to the warnings about a pirate invasion and led the cargo vessel into this danger. Well, Richard Phillips denied all these allegations, and let's see if the film can do justice to the truth or not. Do log on to gcafe.com for more details on the movies released this week. So here we round up this week's Movie Time G Cafe podcast, totally sponsored by Saks. Exquisite jewelry by Shalini Arora Kocher. A beautiful range of chandbalas in bright hues and semi-precious collection of jewelry for those who want to be different. This is Gitanjali Kaul. Thank you for tuning in and take care. G.